We mentioned already during the week, a Sunday, that there is an inyan of making a siyum during the 9 days. And the reason for that is, even though it says matim besimcha, that you're supposed to minimize simcha, but it says through those ways that Torah permits you to do it, you're supposed to do it. And Rebbe encouraged many, many times over the years that people should make siyumim during the 9 days. Even though halachically you're allowed to eat meat if you partake in a siyum, our custom is that we don't, but technically if people can eat meat after a siyum, because it's a simcha. In fact, Rebbe said that you should really continue the siyumim until Tu B'Av, because the 15th of Av is still connected to the whole concept of Tisha B'Av. It's the aliyah that follows the descent in the yirid of Tisha B'Av. One of the gemaras that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av is the gemara Meid Katan. Meid Katan deals a lot with Chol HaMoed. It also deals, at the end, the last parak deals with the laws of mourning, Avelus, and therefore you're allowed to learn, it's one of the few gemaras that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So the Rebbe suggested also that people should make a siyum on Mesechtas Meid Katan, even on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. Now, for the last while, Tuesday night Gemara Shir has been learning the Mesechta Meid Katan. We mamish finished it last Tuesday. We came all the way almost to the Siyam. So I decided we're going to make the Siyam on Tisha B'Av itself, because it's appropriate. The Seuda will be this Sunday morning at breakfast, will be the Siyam also for the Mesechta Meid Katan. And the Mirz Hashem, next Tuesday night, we're starting Mesechta's Tainis. New Gemara, it's not a very hard Gemara, Meir Katan was quite difficult, but Tainis is an easier Gemara, so we'll learn Tainis starting next Tuesday night. Everybody's invited to join the Tuesday night cheer, especially we're starting a new Gemara. So to finish off the Gemara over here, the Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Chanina said, Kashi Yitzias Neshama Min Aguf, the departure of the soul from the body, is as severe, Kitzipeda Befi Aveshet, as a knotted rope pulled through the hole. Meaning as follows. They used to have in the old times the sails on the boat. And they used to put the ropes through the sail. In order for the ropes not to fall out, they used to knot the ropes at the end that it shouldn't fall out through the holes. So the Gemara says, if you want to get the rope out by pulling it with the knots, it's a very difficult thing. It's a lot of kayach and force to be able to pull it out. So the Gemara says, when a person passes away, the torture of the neshama leaving the body is similar to pulling this rope with the knot through the hole. Meaning it takes a lot of force and it's a lot of tzad. Rabbi Yechanan says, Kepetire b'veyaveshet. It's like the cables put through a hole. Meaning, either like Rashi learns, cables are connected to ships. So again, in order that the rope shouldn't fall through, so they knotted them. So it's a different type of force than it is when you pull the rope through the sail. Other people say that the ships were made without any metal nails, the ropes were through the holes in the ship's wooden sections, and then they used to have to knot it, and then the pulling it out also through that type of difficulty. The Mefarshim ask you a very simple question. The Gemara said before that when the Neshama leaves the body, the Gemara made cut and said before, when the Neshama leaves the body, it's so painless, it's like taking hair out of a cup of milk. So the Mefarshim ask, over there, it's obviously pulling out a hair from a cup of milk is painless. How could the Gemara say over here it's torturous? So the answer very simple. Tzadikim, it's like pulling hair out of milk. And other people, it's torture for the neshama to leave the body. Then the Gemara says like this. Rablevi bar Chayasa said, Haniftim in a mess, somebody who leaves a dead person, Lo yema lelech lisholim, should not say go to peace, alalech bisholim, go in peace. Meaning like this, a person when they're still alive is able to do mitzvahs. Once they die, they're not able to do mitzvahs anymore. So they can't have sholim in this world, so you can't tell them lech lisholim, because lisholim means to go do peace. You can't do it, they're not going to be able to do mitzvahs anymore. So therefore you say lech bisholim. Haniftim min achai, if a person's going away from a living person, means you're parting ways or whatever, you should not say go in peace, go in peace. Meaning that you want him to have a peaceful journey and to be successful in his journey. The person who dies is going bisholim, he's going, so to speak, to ultimate peace of Gan Eden. Then the Gemara says, and they now bring down the psukim. Where we see this in the psukim? Hanefta min amas, one who parts from that person, layemer leilech l'shalom, you don't say go to peace. Alaleich b'shalom, go in peace. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk by Avram Avinu, Hashem told Avram he's going to die. Hashem said, v'atatovei alaveisecha b'shalom. You're going to pass away to your parents, b'shalom. So you see that when it comes to death, you say b'shalom. Hanefta min achai layemer leilech b'shalom, but if you leave a living person, you don't say leilech b'shalom. Alaleich l'shalom. Why? Well, peacefully. Terech de tshuva. Terech de tshuva. Number one, Rashi says in Chumash. And he doesn't only mean terech, it means the earlier parents also. David HaMelech said, Tavshalom leich b'shalom. Holach v'nitan, he went and he got hung. So you see, if you tell somebody leich b'shalom, it's not a good thing. You say Leich L'Shalem. Yisrei Sha'amer L'Meisha Leich L'Shalem. But when Meisha Rabbeinu was leaving Yisrei, when he came to Mitzrayim to be the leader of the Jewish people, so Yisrei said to him, Leich L'Shalem. Go to peace, and he was very successful. So you see, when it comes to living people, David HaMelech said, Avshalem B'Shalem, he got hung. And Yisrei said to Meisha, Leich L'Shalem, and he was very successful. Rablevi said, whoever goes straight from shul to learn, and straight from learning, he goes back to shul. Meaning, when he comes to mincha, he comes to daven, and then he stays afterwards to learn. So in the morning, meaning he stays after davening to learn, and after mincha he comes to learn. It says, Zeicha mekabel pnei hashchina. He merits to see the face of the shechina, the divine presence. Because it says in the pasuk, they go from multitude to multitude, from strength to strength. Each appears before Hashem in Tzion. So when you go from chayil to chayil, meaning from shul to yeshiva, yeshiva to shul, so then you end up having the schus of seeing God. Now the Gemara finishes the Masechta. Amar Rav Chiya bar Rav Ashi, Amar Rav, Tamid HaChachamim Ein Lehem Menucha Afilu Lehem Abba. Or other versions are Leil Bei Lamazev, Leil Bei Lamabba. Tamid HaChacham have no rest, not only in this world, even in the world to come they don't have rest. Why? Shenema, because it says, Yechol Michayel Achoyel, they go from strength to strength, Yirah Lekim Betzien, they appear to Hashem, meaning the multitudes, even when they are in Gan Eden, are also Yechol Michayel Achoyel, they also go from level to level. Meaning they never have peace because they can keep going up higher and higher. Hard of Nadi Lens, Jivit Sotkin, Fina Fis, Amcha Beisovni, and Kolona, and Nathan Sereno, it's a Toy Amcha Beisol, Kolona Yed, the Shmach, and Indus Rasacha. Maybe the Hakbein, Mr. Saki Kili, Lum Hili, the Hibli, Yihili, be some Kukak Mala Avish, Lel Neshkov, Vidach Yom Kisani, Barha Tad Yan, Lamdena Kukak, Amin, Amin, Amin Salavide. Made a Manachna Fanach, and Yelain was finished to Samta Machakan, Mesha, Base America, Samta, Machakan, Mesha Kronis. Shani Mashkim, Vay Mashkim, Mana Mashkim, the Vitev, Mashkim, the Vartalem, Ono Amel, Mahim Amel, Ono Amel, Amel, Kamskad, Vay Mamel, Vay Kamskad, Ono Rosam, Vay Mrot, Ono Rosam Hel Mabo, Vay Mrosam, Vay Shaka Shemar, Vatel him to Vidim, Vay Shaka, and she dim, and Mamma Yelia, and Mamma Niaftach Bach. Yerosam Venahad, and Yelahai, Shem Shu Zatan, and Sam Sakhsen, Vay Cotton, Kitazrin, Lassam Sakhsen, Swamachid, and Lamdom, the Simon Lubin, Lamid, Lishon Lassus, Kamakot, Vizam, the Sakhbiava. Schuss kommt in neun, weil mir dann damit kommen, ja, wenn ihr sagt, ich soll Thomas Schatter mit Pi Zari, mit Zari, Zari, Adelem. Wie es kein Mie, mit Zalach, doch hat Tancha Esach, mit Schaft, hat Tisch Malacha, da geht sie sich, hieß sie sich Hecha. Ki wie hier, wie ihr mech, wie ihr sieh, 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 Hey, Sir Shalom, Bimraim of Yasa Shalom, and 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 Yasa Shalom, and